This is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where many of you have heard the Old Trailblazer for many, many years. Pastor at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have a bunch of new listeners now because we've gone on several new stations all over the country. And I'll just give you just a little background. Pastor L.R. Shelton was the founder and pastor of this work for many, many years. He's gone on to be with the Lord. And now, we were in New Orleans there until Katrina come along. Most of you remember Katrina. And we moved up here to Walker, which is about a little over an hour's drive from New Orleans, where the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, was born and raised out here in the country. Now it's grown up. Everything's grown up. But I am the pastor here. The Lord called me to give me this little broadcast to pick up. Pastor Shelton originated it back there in the 50s and until he got to where he couldn't do it. And now we're going on. We've been here for several years. And we bring you this study now. We bring various and sundry studies as the Lord leads. And we're looking at the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Been there quite a while now. We're going real slowly. And we're not in no hurry. Why get in a hurry, folks? I know as we get older, I know in myself, I've determined in myself to drive the speed limit. I try not to be in a hurry. I was always an impatient person. My dad was an impatient person, and he taught us to work, and he told us if we couldn't find something to do, to turn some sets till he got back from the store getting fertilizer, seed, or something. Well, that's the kind of lifestyle we have, but the Lord has given me grace to, some folks won't agree with me, to mellow down a little bit, and especially in the Lord's work, I want to be as mellow and kind as I can be to you folks out there and give you, thus saith the Lord, on a timely basis. But we're looking at that 11th chapter of Hebrews, and we come down into that area there, talking about Rahab the harlot. She was called Rahab the harlot. Why? Because that was her business. We're going to look at that. The scripture says, by faith. That's our main portion of our subject, by faith. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. Oh, that great city of Jericho was torn down, thrown down by the Lord, and they perished. Every individual there perished except Rahab and her family. They had come into her little cubicle there, a little apartment that she had, and they told her they would rescue them. Now, I know that folks foo-foo the scriptures, the Old Testament especially, but my friend, it's just as real. It's just as real. And I imagine we was looking at her life there in our last study. And I believe that she went up and down the streets of that city among her friends and all of those whom she had known. And she told them, she said, that's Jehovah God. That's the true God. You better believe in him. You better believe him. You better believe him. And she began to testify of them, to them, what it had meant to her life. She had been, no doubt, the Lord had saved her. And we see from many indications there that she had heard about the things that were happening from the travelers and those folks who visited her business there. And listen, she closed up that business. She told those folks, you see, I closed up my business. I see the judgment of God that's rested upon us, upon me. And listen, I tell you this, when the Lord gets a hold of an individual, he closes up the devil's business. That's right. That's right. I told my folks the last night, you don't have to worry about God's child heading back to the red light district. No, sir. I was mentioning it in the Navy. I was in the Navy for a while, and every time we came into a port, a strange port, all these fellas on the going over to shore, they call it, going on shore, they wanted to know where the red light district was. Why is that? Because that's where the brothels was, and that's where the harlots were, and that's where the prostitution went on. And, of course, the dives, the joints, the beer joints, and all those things. But when God gets a hold of a sinner to save him, you don't have to worry about him hunting those red light districts any longer. Now, I'll just tell you that from my own experience and from the Word of God. The Bible says you're a new creature in Christ. A new creature don't hunt up those old haunts that he once did. But listen, she said, I've closed my business because I see the judgment. Brother, listen, some of you haven't closed your business yet. You tell me you want to be saved. You're still in business with the devil. Therefore, you're never going to be saved. Brother, you close that business with the devil when you come into the camp of the Lord. And she said, I've closed my business with sin and the devil. Faith had conquered. Yes, faith had conquered. How did she make a living? Well, it's told there she covered them with what? Flax stalks. Flax stalks. No doubt she was making a living by selling flax or weaving things. I don't really know. That's not our business. But she changed from a harlot to a saleswoman in a comfortable business, I believe. I believe that with all my heart. Now, that's what it's closing your business with the devil does. Coming to know the Lord, and so that's by faith. She had no way of making a living. I imagine the devil argued with her, give her a hard time, don't you? How you going to get by now? How you going to get by making a living here, selling your body all these years? How you going to make a living now? That's what Satan does, my friend. He sits here in my little studio on my shoulder and just like an old parrot squawking. And that's what he does. I'll tell you a little incident I read or heard one of the pastors tell. This couple had an old parrot, and they were nominal church members, as folks say today. They go to places on Saturday night and then get up and go to church on Sunday morning. Well, this particular morning, they went to church, and the old parrot got out. And as they drove down the highway or down the road there in the city, old parrot followed them. And they got set down good in the church, kind of in the back row, and old parrot lit on the pew. And then he went to squawking. He said, honky tonk, honky tonk, honky tonk. And the man shushed him up, said, hush up, hush up. This is a church. You be quiet now. I'll take you home. Just hush up. He said, honky tonk, honky tonk. He said, now I'm going to take you home if you don't shut up. This is a church. He said, the same crowd, same crowd. He'd been to the honky tonk with them before. He'd been there. He said, same crowd, same crowd. But my friend, when the Lord saves a sinner, it's not the same crowd any longer. Oh, I know the scripture says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Can you say that about your life? That once those things that I used to do that I'm ashamed of now are gone. You know one of the things you won't never hear, my friend? You won't never hear God's child bragging about what a individual he was, how many things he had done, how many women he had had on his string, and how many barroom brawls he had come out of without even a bloody nose. Now, you don't hear that? No, sir. He's ashamed of that. He's ashamed of it. You can't get, most folks won't even tell you about their private life before the Lord saved them, and that's great. That's great, my friend. Oh, listen. Now, he was saying, how you going to get by? Miss Rahab, how you going to get by? And we may be speaking to you out there today who live what we call a common law marriage. You ever heard of that? Common law marriage. Brother Shelton told me a woman and a man was living in a common law marriage and they had five or six children. And the Lord got a hold to them and they came to him and said, Pastor, would you marry us? We've been staying together for 30 years. He said, I sure will. I sure will. Are you living in open adultery with a man or a woman? And you say, I can't. It's the only way I got to make a living. All right, then, you just have to go to hell for your trouble. Then, there we go. I got a phone call from a woman here not long ago and criticized me. She said, y'all not use that expression. Went to hell for the trouble. Oh, but listen, they didn't like it. They like it. And I said, Satan's tried to shut my mouth on that for a long time. And the reason folks don't like it, they take a self-righteous attitude. Now, you don't preach like I do. Nobody preaches like I do or the old trailblazer did. I know what sin is, my friend. I know what hell is. I know all about it. I know what the wrath of God is. I know that what everything else is. And I know without the grace of God, where would you and I be? I can sit here or stand here and plead with you to turn to Christ by faith. Just trust him. Just trust him. Just trust him. That's all you can do, my friend. Listen, that's all I do. Plead with you. Plead with you. Plead with you. Pastor Shelton used to tell us, he'd bring a message. He said, well, I'm going to preach the same message I brought last Thursday night here in Baton Rouge. I'll just put a new dress on it. Did you know there's not but one message? Not but one message. I know. I listen to our sophisticated pastors. I listen to them on the radio and on the television sometime. And I see all the charisma and I see all the choreography and all of those things. But my friend, I only have one message, that man is a sinner by nature, according to Romans 3. Go read that. Would you do that this week, tomorrow, before we come back tomorrow on our next lesson? You read the first three chapters of Romans. And I know. And then I have one message, Christ died for sinners. Christ, you look, you go through the Gospels and look and take notice of how many the Lord saved, dealt with, who were the derelicts the drunkards, the harlots, the whoremongers, the those folks who were what we call the scum of the earth. But the Lord didn't call them that, did he? No, sir. And you know what? I have dealt with some of them. The Lord has saved, and they're the most gracious people. Because why? Because why? They have much to praise the Lord for, my friend. They do. Just like I've told you about Brother Ainsworth's book on strange tales, and I have it in stock now if you'd like to have one of them. And it tells of all of those derelicts and drunkards there in London, England, back in the 1800s, how the Lord rescued them and saved them. But we'll get into that in another study. And all I can do is plead with you and tell you that Christ died for you. Have you ever seen yourself as a sinner? We don't have many today who are sinners, do we? No, I plead with you day in and day out. The Lord has to do the work. I can't do it. Now listen. We're going to go on just a little bit, have a little bit of time. We behold the wondrous working of God's power in delivering Rahab. I'm not different from her. The Lord delivered me. But listen, you got your Bibles there in your hands. You got the whole canon of the Scriptures. The only thing that this poor woman had was secondhand messages. Secondhand messages. And that's why we here at Radio Missions, Old Trailblazer, Voice of Truth, we print over 500,000 booklets every year. We send them out by the thousands and the hundreds of thousands to folks who will help us give them out, and I wish you'd do that. And we send them to Africa and Malawi and Kenya and different plains, Northern Ireland. Send them to Switzerland. We send them to Fiji Island. We send them wherever. And then all over America and Canada. I wish you'd become a co-porter for me. Just write me and say, Pastor, send me a listing of all of those messages. You might just have one in particular. We have one called Playing Church. We have one called The Reality of Christ. We have one called Religiously Lost. You write me, and I'll send you a title list, and I'll send you a dozen or two of those. You put them out, see what kind of reception you get. You may write me back and say, send me 100 more. I got a letter this morning from an individual said, send me 100 of them messages, Pastor. Lady called me the other day, said, Pastor, send me 200. I'm working at a hospital now, and they letting me put them out. We have another lady who works in the hospital. She says that the hospital staff here encourages me to pray with the patients. Isn't that great, my friend? You pray for her. But this is the Old Trailblazer. We're going on day by day. Times are going by, like old Snuffy Smith used to say in the paper, in the funny papers when I was a kid. He said, times are wasting. Well, folks, times are wasting. And the Old Trailblazer just creeping along, doing the best he can. No, we ain't doing the best we can, would we? We don't know used to say that. Well, I'm doing the best I can. No, you're not either. No, you're not. You put a lot more emphasis into it if you're doing the best you can. But I do want to remind you that we're here every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. We just went on a bunch of new stations, and they're listed in the Voice of Truth magazine. If you write me, I'll send you a copy of that. And then I want to tell you my website. That's a great tool, radiomissions.org. But my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And I ask you again, help me with the broadcast if you possibly can, and then pray for me.